I want to give you my honest thought at that time. Base open, Bryce Harper at the plate. I talked about it yesterday. I feel like if you let Bryce get hot, he can go on a crazy run. He went 110 plate appearances, whatever it was, without hitting a home run. He hits two yesterday. I don't want to mess with it. So to me, did not want to face him. They actually have a phrase for this now. When you don't want to face somebody, they call it pulling a Cole. I wanted to pull a Cole. I wanted to be cowardly too. I didn't want to face Bryce Harper, but luckily, to the credit of David Peterson and to the credit of Carlos Mendoza, I guess, they faced Bryce Harper. They got him out. But in the eighth inning, let me walk you through how I would have handled things. And I thought Mendy was doing the same damn thing. I thought I was on another planet. You allow Peterson against Weston Wilson in the eighth inning to face the leadoff hitter. Because remember, it's Weston Wilson, it's Buddy Kennedy, and it's Johan Rojas. It's the bottom of the Phillies order who went a combined 0-for-6 against David Peterson in the first part of this game. Once he gives up a ringing double to Weston Wilson, the alarm bells are off. And that is where I say, thank you, David. I appreciate the effort. Now I'm going to the bullpen. And I'm not just going to the bullpen. I'm going to Edwin Diaz. I'm not messing around. I mentioned yesterday on the Rico, I would have aggressively used him in the seventh inning in game two of this series. It's not crazy. If you're listening right now and you say that's ridiculous, it's not ridiculous. It's using your best pitcher, your best relief pitcher, in the most important part of the game. Obviously, Mendy didn't even consider that. But in this game, he had Diaz warming up in the eighth. So ask yourself a question, because I asked this question. If you have Diaz warming up in the eighth inning, what is he warming up for? Is there only a certain amount of outs he's allowed to get? Or will you go to him as soon as you say, hey, I'm in trouble, let me go to Edwin Diaz? When he gives up a leadoff double to Weston Wilson, who doesn't even sound like a real human being, it sounds like a law firm, go to Diaz. That was my thought. This is me first guessing as this game is going on. I absolutely allowed David Peterson to start the eighth inning. I have no problem with that. I'll fight with people who disagree. In fact, I got some emails concerning that. So you know what? I'll fight with you through the email. Ready for that one? I'll do it. This game is on Mendoza. This is from Brad Cantor. This game is all on Mendoza. I'm sorry, Evan. Why the hell are you sorry to me? It's like Brad Cantor knew I was going to defend at least a part of what Mendoza did. Because all I'm defending is the part of Peterson being allowed to start the eighth inning. Once he gives up the double, I get his ass out the game. Mendy let him face three more batters. But I appreciate you saying you're sorry, Brad. Where do I start? The Mets should have won this game and will need to win games like this in order to make the postseason, let alone do anything in October. I'm upset right now, but I'm not surprised. I was discussing with my Mets group chat what the Mets should do in terms of pitching and pen management starting in the sixth inning. And we all agreed Mendy needed to have a short leash with Peterson. He looked good in the sixth, fine. Have a quick plan for the seventh. He had a nice seventh and relatively low pitch count. End his day there. You have a totally fresh pen. Throw in Maton to start the eighth. Throw in Diaz for six outs. Hell, see if Buto can do something special. What you can't do is not have a plan. He had no one ready. Peterson hadn't give up hard hit contact all day and then get shelled for two doubles in a row. You need to have a fresh arm throwing gas in the eighth. One double, fine. Nice day, Pete. Hit the showers. We got you. But to keep him out there with a runner in scoring position, indefensible. The pen has been better and mostly has responded. Let them earn their paychecks. Maton looked good, but he could have had a quick inning if he started the inning. Instead, we have a tie game. Instead, we have a rocked confidence Diaz going against the top of the order. Why is his confidence rocked? He only trusts his fastball. Did you see his sliders? They didn't break. He located them to Bohm, which was lucky, but there was no break. Why was there no break? No sticky stuff? He doesn't trust his slider without sticky stuff and relied on his fastball. All right. I'll get to the Diaz stuff in a second. I am with you on the double part. Once Wilson gives up the double, and here's what I'm trying to remember. I saw Diaz warming up like after Wilson gave up the double. So I'm not sure when he started throwing. It's one of the problems of watching a game on TV when you're at a game. If you've got a view of the bullpen, I guess, you kind of glance over and see when a guy is warming up. But I saw Edwin throwing like we all did. I think it was right after the Wilson double. That's when he's got to come out of the game. That's when you make the decision, all right, that's an alarm bell. He just gave up a ringing double to Weston Wilson. So that's the part where I'll agree with you. I make the move, and I don't make it to Phil Maton, and I don't make it to Jose Budo. I make it to Edwin Diaz. Runner on second, nobody out, trying to protect a one-run lead, and I worry about the ninth inning if I even get to the ninth inning. So does it have to be a six-out save? Maybe it is. Maybe Edwin Diaz barely breaks a sweat in getting three outs. I don't know. But the point is you worry about that when you get there. I do agree. Mendy keeping him in the face, Buddy Kennedy, I didn't like it. And Buddy Kennedy, of course, comes through with a 2-2 double into the left field corner. And then he keeps him in the face, Johan Rojas, I guess figuring that Rojas is such a lock to bunt. So I may as well keep Peterson in the game. Though that almost backfired because Rojas laid down a good bunt. Peterson made the throw and barely got him at first. Iglesias made another good play in which we could have had a Cliff Floyd situation. For those that don't remember, years and years ago, before Cliff was a Met, Todd Hundley ran into Cliff Floyd. Floyd was a first baseman back in the day with the Montreal Expos, and he shattered his arm. It was one of the most sick feelings I've ever heard at Chase Stadium because Cliff was just screaming in pain. So luckily, Iglesias was fine on those two bunt opportunities over the last couple of days. But then he keeps him in the face, Schwarber. And I know it worked because with a runner on third and one out and the infield in, he got Schwarber to ground out. It worked. I hated it. It worked. I didn't love it. And then after that, that's when Mendy finally says, all right, David. All right, Petey. We've had enough. We're going to go to Phil Maton. And he goes to Phil Maton. I would have gone Edwin Diaz against Trey Turner. Now, eventually, we saw Edwin Diaz, and we know how that worked out. So that's my disagreement on how I would have managed the eighth inning. I would have had Peterson started. As soon as he gives up the double, I go to Edwin Diaz. How does that work out? Who the hell knows? Edwin Diaz is not the guy from 2 years ago. Now, he's had his good moments, but as we saw in this game, as we saw a few weeks ago in Arizona, as we saw in San Diego, he will mix in these kinds of disasters. I disagree with that last part of the email that his confidence is gone. I think Edwin, so I don't know if it's lack of confidence in his slider more than it was a real confidence in his fastball. The problem is if you're going to throw your fastball ahead of the count 0-2, you can't make it that down the middle. Like, if you're going to try to throw a high fastball 0-2, it's got to be at JT Realmuto's eyes. So his command on that was way off. First of all, I wouldn't have thrown that pitch. 0-2, bounce a slider. Maybe Realmuto chases it. So I don't think I would have agreed on throwing a fastball, but you can't throw an 0-2 fastball that's right there. Now, as far as Diaz is concerned, he comes into a tie game in the ninth inning. I love that. I think most of us would agree. At that point, you have to find a way to keep that game tied, especially against Harper, Castellanos, Bohm, Realmuto. You got to put your best reliever out there. Even after Maton got Trey Turner to fly out, strikes out Bryce Harper, which was impressive, gets ahead of Castellanos 1-2, gives up a base hit, strikes out Bohm, and gives up a stolen base, which was an underrated killer moment because who the hell saw Nick Castellanos stealing second base on that 2-2 pitch or that 1-2 pitch? But again, Edwin Diaz goes nothing but fastballs. He's ahead of Realmuto 0-2. And if you are throwing a high fastball, it's got to be a lot higher than that. As far as intentionally walking Realmuto is concerned, yes and yes. Yes, I would have. It was the same thing with the Bryce Harper at bat. Similar, I guess not exactly the same, but some similarities. In the Harper at-bat, it was, I feel Bryce Harper's about to get hot, though that didn't necessarily happen in this game. He went 0-for-3 with a walk, but the two home runs yesterday really scared me. I got a base open, and I have a lesser hitter coming up next. Let me go after the lesser hitter. In this case, it's JT Realmuto versus Weston Wilson, who I know got the double, but also may not even get the at-bat there. They may go a lefty and go Brandon Marsh or Bryson Stott. I almost assume it was going to be one of those left-handers, and I don't have a problem with that. Like, I still would have walked him. Because think about this. JT Realmuto has been clutch. JT Realmuto is a guy that not necessarily you're afraid of, but a guy that you'd rather not let beat you. Let's force Rob Thompson to make a decision. Let's force him. Let's force him to either take a guy who's been sitting on the bench all day in Brandon Marsh or Bryson Stott, or let him keep Weston Wilson in the game. And let me assume that Edwin Diaz has a better chance to get Weston Wilson out than JT Realmuto. So I would have walked him, but I turn out not to be as angry about that as I am about the fact that he was ahead of him 0-2. Like, that's the worst kind of game-ending moment. When you're a strike away, you've got your best reliever on the mound, and you can waste a pitch. You can bounce a slider. You can throw a fastball at his eyes. Instead, and you saw Alvarez right before the pitch kind of standing up, trying to go Diaz in a up, up, up. And it wasn't up enough. And it was just horrible execution. And yeah, he threw a million fastballs. But it was working early on. It worked against Bryce Harper. It worked against Alec Bohm. It did not work on an 0-2 pitch to JT Realmuto.